There has been a public outcry recently over a proposed 11-acre development on Victory Drive. Residents say the project will demolish the historic Johnny Harris restaurant and add to what's already a congested area. Katie Martin's a reporter at Savannah Morning News, and she's been following the story and joins me now. Katie, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Before we begin this conversation, we did reach out to ARS Ventures. That's the development company that is looking to buy the development. They did not get back to us in time for this interview. But Katie, what is the conflict here? Is it just the demolition of the Johnny Harris restaurant?
No, that's been one part of it. Also, just this development is, like you said, 11 acres, so it's very large. It's taking away a lot of green space, and traffic has been a big issue for a lot of people that live in the area as well.
I mean, I guess people in Atlanta are saying traffic in Savannah.
Yeah.
How would you describe the traffic in that area?
There's a lot of residential homes in that area, and there's been developments coming in. Recently, there's a new development with a Whole Foods that's less than 5 years old. And so traffic is definitely getting more congested in the area. The streets are kind of narrow, and so it's been a big concern for people.
Let's take a listen to Stuart Dorman, a member of the Parkside Neighborhood Association. This is clip 11. This is Stuart talking about how he's worried about this congestion that we're just discussing. Take a listen.
Once the Victory Drive becomes congested, it pushes traffic onto residential streets, like the one that my family lives on. And people try to use that like a small highway. It's going to be a problem.
So I want to take another, before I get back to you, Katie, I want to take another listen to Stuart Dorman, because he moves it one step further. He says he's not actually against this development, but he says we need to learn our lesson from what's happened in Atlanta. Listen to this.
Atlanta and other big cities have been learning their lesson about sprawl and planning before the building happens rather than vice versa. I think the mistake in this property is that it's taking a very 1970s model of design, and it wants to clear cut the site, put three boxes at one end and a lot of parking in the middle. I think a more a new urbanist approach would be a much better way to approach this.
What has there been community involvement in what's in the planning and development of this particular site?
In a way, they have definitely spoken out. I wouldn't say that their opinions have been taken into consideration, or at least
heated.
Yeah.
They may be listening, but it's not changing anything.
Right. It seems like the minds of the developers have pretty much been made up in this situation.
So where are we in the stage of this project?
So the site plan has been approved. City Council agreed earlier this month to sell a little bit of right-of-way that is actually right in the middle of the development. So it's pretty much a done deal from what I understand. They're just kind of waiting on getting the tenants in and moving forward.
And what, we were 11 acres, what are the buildings that will be on the property?
There are, I believe, 6 retail parcels on the property. 3 are attached in the back that are pretty large, and then 3 unattached up front.
Okay, so tell me a little bit about the Johnny Harris building. First, let's hear from Nick Palumbo. This is clip 13. He's a resident. He's founder of Preserve Savannah, which is a community advocacy group. He started a petition in order to try to save the Johnny Harris building. It's one of the oldest buildings in Savannah, and he says it's held dear by a lot of residents. Let's take a listen to Nick.
When I went and started the Johnny Harris petition to save it, I was shocked that we had over 2,700 signatures, you know, over 1,000 comments of people recollecting their stories of how they got engaged there. That's where they went before they headed off to war in World War II. I mean, this is such an important piece of people's lives here, and I know they're not ready to give it up yet. Is there any way that we can save some piece of it?
Well, Katie, can you answer that question for him? It doesn't sound like the community outcry is actually going to have any effect.
No, it doesn't seem that way. The owners have said that they're going to tear it down, even if this deal didn't end up going through. They've said that the building is really old and it just needs a lot of repairs that are very costly. So it seems like they've made up their mind as well, but I think people are still definitely trying.
And there's no legal obligation for them to take the community voice into account?
Unfortunately not, no.
When is ground supposed to be broken? Do we have a date?
We do not know. I have looked for the permits, and as of yesterday, there's been nothing applied for, so it's still kind of a waiting game at this point.
So let's take, again, a listen to Nick Palumbo, because it sounds like he's really talking about a deeper concern in Savannah. Again, Nick Palumbo is both lives in Savannah, and he's founder of Preserve Savannah, which is a community advocacy group.
We do have historic sites that are here. You know, the oldest masonry horse stable, and of course the Johnny Harris Ballroom, which dates back to the 1930s. So if they can take that down, it's a lot easier to start this domino effect moving forward, if that's what they propose to do.
So the domino effect, what is he talking about?
Right to the east of this proposed development, there is a development that's less than 5 years old. There's a Whole Foods, there's a PetSmart. There used to be some, I believe, homes on that side and an old car dealership. So that's fairly new. A little bit further to the east, we have a Target and a Home Depot. So I think people are just afraid it's creeping in further and further.
And he's also talking about, I mean, he addresses, let's take one more listen, because in this next clip that we collected here, he's talking about sort of the broader implications for Savannah. Take a listen to Nick Palumbo.
In a city that's known for adaptive reuse, reusing the historic pieces around us, why do we have to just resolve to tear everything down and start with a clean slate? Can't we salvage any of this to remember what was there?
What is the argument going on in Savannah over historic preservation versus new developments?
Well, I think in this case, you know, like I was saying before, they've seemed to have made up their mind. And so I think people are very frustrated that the history of this building and the area has seemingly not been taken into consideration by the developers. So,
but what about the city council had to approve the plan?
Yeah.
You're at a loss for words. The city council doesn't respond to the community as well, and when they're approving these things?
The last city council meeting where I was mentioning the right-of-way was up for sale, they let people get up and talk, but at the end of the day, you know, I think it was a 7-2 vote. They decided to go ahead and sell this, and there was, again, concern about traffic and just taking away this green space, but at the end of the day, they voted for it. So
this is something the community's upset about.
Definitely.
And it's still happening.
Mm-hmm.
And there's concern it's going to happen again.
Right.
And more historic structures will be torn down.
Sure.
So what's the next step?
I think these people are just going to need to keep fighting and keep their message out there and, just letting their voice be heard.
And see if it makes a difference
right.
in the future.
Right.